One Shot, from Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia. One Shot is a puzzle-adventure game developed by indie studio FutureCat and published by Dejica. Based on a free version made in 2014, it was released for Windows on December 8, 2016. A console adaptation, One Shot, World Machine Edition, was released for Nintendo Switch, PlayStation 4, and Xbox One on September 22, 2022. One-Shot's gameplay and plot break the fourth wall and involve metafictional elements. Many puzzles involve interacting with the computer's operating system outside of the game. Narratively, the player is separate from the protagonist, Nico. The latter arrives in a world without sunlight and aims to restore it by replacing its sun, a light bulb, at the top of a tower. One-Shot was developed in RPG Maker XP. The game received positive reviews from critics, who praised the story, art, and metafictional aspects of gameplay, including the relationship between the player and Nico. In 2017, the game was nominated for the PC Game of the Year category at the Golden Joystick Awards. Table of Contents. Section 1. Gameplay. Section 2. Plot. Section 2.1. Solstice Path. Section 3. Development and Release. Section 4. Reception. Three minor sections, notes, references, and external links, have been omitted from this recording. An info box also accompanies this article, however it has been omitted from this recording. Section 1. Gameplay. Image. Some one-shot puzzles break the fourth wall. In this example, the player has to drag the game's window off-screen to reveal a code. One-Shot is a puzzle-adventure game. The player controls Nico, a cat-like child who is placed into an unfamiliar, sunless world. The game exclusively shows Nico's viewpoint, employing a top-down perspective, while the player is separate, referred to by the name provided in their user account. Throughout the game, the player can make Nico sleep, causing the program to close. Upon reopening, a short dream sequence is played, showing Nico's old life with their mother. The gameplay is composed of puzzles involving items. The player may use items at specific locations or combine them to create a new item. The player encounters computers, which signal that the player has to find content outside the game, including in the file system. These can also lead to interacting with the player's operating system in other ways, which include moving the game window off-screen, mimicking developing film, or changing the desktop wallpaper. Due to these concepts, the in-game instructions recommend playing in windowed mode instead of full screen. The console version, One-Shot World Machine Edition, uses a simulated operating system that allows players to interact with the game like they would with a computer. Section 2. Plot. Nico awakes in a dark and unfamiliar house. They interact with an in-game computer which addresses the player using the current login name taken from their computer. According to the machine, the world that Nico currently resides in is collapsing, and the player's goal is to guide them back to their homeworld. Nico discovers the world's sun, a light bulb, and uses it to exit the house, emerging in a wasteland called the Barrens. There, they encounter a robot which tells them that they are prophesied to save the world. Nico's goal is to carry the sun through the world's three areas and place it at the apex of a central tower to restore daylight. The robot teaches Nico to communicate with the player, telling Nico that the player is a god of the game's world whose responsibility it is to guide the Messiah Nico. Nico meets Silver, a more sentient, tamed robot, who gifts them a piece of amber that Nico uses as a guide to the next area. Now in the arboreal glen, Nico converses with the area's residents, including siblings Alula and Calamus, who gift Nico a glowing feather. Nico uses it to create a feather pen to get past a guard robot, which lets them enter the urbanized third area, the refuge, and travel down to the city's surface with the aid of a lamplighter. Arriving at a library, they are directed to George and get her attention with the help of researcher Kip Silverpoint. George translates Nico's book, a journal previously obtained from the Barrens. It states that the tower, which is controlled by a, quote, entity, end quote, can be accessed using three phosphoric items, the amber, the feather, and a third one gifted by George. Arriving at the tower, Nico is unable to speak to the player. The entity informs that both have won and that Nico will return home. The player finds a note as their new desktop wallpaper, telling them how to reconnect with Nico. The player reappears and learns from a mysterious figure, the author, that the entity has become out of control and destructive. It explains that they can either break the sun and return Nico home, which would destroy the world, or place the sun at the top of the tower, trapping Nico in this world. Nico leaves the decision up to the player, forming the game's endings. If the player chooses to place the sun, the world becomes brighter, and in the credits, the characters are in awe. If the player chooses to destroy the sun, Nico hears their mother's voice outside the game's window before saying goodbye and walking off screen. Image: Nico in a Glen puzzle, presenting a dark atmosphere. Section 2.1, Solstice Path. After completing the game, a note appears in the user's documents folder, allowing the player to continue on the alternate Solstice ending path. The beginning of Solstice is identical to the main game, but Nico already possesses the author's journal. When Nico meets Silver in the Barrens and enters the mines, they travel to an observant room and meet Proto, an advanced prototype of the Prophet robot. Proto reminds Nico of the events of the original storyline, which took place before this repeat. According to them, the world is a simulation, termed the World Machine. This new run is a reset of the machine. Nico, Silver, and Proto travel to the Glen, but the latter two are crushed by a rockfall. In the Glen, Nico meets Calamus and Alula again and repairs the local mechanic Cedric's plane. Cedric says that his father was the author who created the World Machine to replace the previous world after its destruction. Nico and Cedric take his plane to the refuge, and Cedric uses a backup memory disk to restore Proto, instructing Nico to find Rue, a sentient fox. Rue reveals that the World Machine is the original game's entity, and Nico's presence in the world corrupted it. Cedric and a restored Proto reappear, who, alongside Nico, enter the machine's intersystem, taming it and reversing its destructive behavior. Nico places the sun at the tower and restores the world, resurrecting the characters that had died, and Nico returns home. Section 3, Development and Release. The game started as freeware. This initial version was made in a month on RPG Maker 2003 and released online on June 30th, 2014 by creators Eliza Velasquez and Night Margin, Casey Gu. It was developed as an entry for the engine's 2014 Indie Game Maker Contest, but it did not receive any accolades. Velasquez and Night Margin initially believed their version was final until Dejica Games approached them to publish the game. This allowed for additional production time, enabling them to include everything they originally envisioned. The 2016 version of One Shot was developed in RPG Maker XP. Developer Michael Schert worked alongside Velasquez and Night Margin to produce the 2016 version of the game. The three make up the indie studio FutureCat. It was also produced by Mark Conforti. In an interview with PC Gamer, Velasquez said that the fourth wall-breaking nature of One Shot was inspired by Psycho Mantis from Metal Gear Solid, a character known to have telepathic powers by reading the player's memory card. In an interview with IGN Brazil, along with Metal Gear Solid, Velasquez and Night Margin also cited Irisu Syndrome, I'm Scared, and Eternal Darkness, Sanity's Requiem, as initial influences. They said that the idea of a game where the player talks to their own character originated around 2011. After being featured at the Game Developers Conference in March 2016, OneShot's finalized version was released on Steam on December 8th. On March 28th, 2017, a new ending that solved mysteries about the story, Solstice, was released. The game was shown at IndieCade in October. The game's macOS version was launched on May 31st, 2018, with gameplay intended to be as close to the Windows version as possible, and a Linux version was released on April 24th, 2019. Both the Linux and the Windows versions were later released on itch.io on March 12, 2020. On December 8, 2021, the developers announced that they were working on a release for Nintendo Switch, PlayStation 4, and Xbox One, incorporating, quote, new features designed for consoles, end quote. On May 11th, the next year, the Switch version was released as part of Nintendo's Indie World under the title One Shot World Machine Edition. Versions for all three consoles were released on September 22nd. Section 4, Reception. An info box accompanies this section of the article. Reception. Aggregate scores. Aggregator, Metacritic. Score: PC, 80 out of 100. NS, 92 out of 100. Aggregator, OpenCritic. Score: 93% recommend. Review scores. Publication: Adventure Gamers. Score: 3.5 stars, PC. Publication: Games Master. Score: 91%, PC. Publication: Hardcore Gamer. Score: 4.5 out of 5, PC. Publication: Meristation. Score: 7 out of 10, PC. Publication: Nintendo Life. Score: 9 out of 10, NS. Publication: Touch Arcade. Score: 4.5 out of 5, NS. Publication: Vandal, Score 7 out of 10 PC. According to review aggregator site Metacritic, the Windows version of OneShot received generally favorable reviews with a score of 80 out of 100 based on 8 reviews, while the World Machine Edition released for the Nintendo Switch received universal acclaim with a score of 92 out of 100 based on 5 reviews. The game has a 93% approval rating on OpenCritic. The story and characters were praised. Borja Rute of MeraStation described the script as well-written and captivating for the game's short length. He found the relationship between the player and Nico interesting, while Zoe Delahunty Light of GamesMaster said that it was lovely forming a friendship with Nico throughout the game. Hardcore Gamer reviewer Spencer Rutledge described the story as easily conveying emotion. Rock Paper Shotgun's John Walker and Ramon Nafria of Vandal stated that its cast was of a wholesome, likable nature. Conversely, Adventure Gamers reviewer Pascal Tagaya thought that the, quote, alien feel, unquote, of the game made it difficult to relate to. Opinions on the art direction were positive. Rutledge commended the art, while Delahunty Light described the landscapes as enchanting. Although he found the thematic coloration interesting, Tagaya claimed the overall direction was too modest, with many of the game's environments being unnecessarily simple. Ruette praised the character and setting design, but criticized that the graphics were repetitive as a result of the game being developed in RPG Maker. Nafria wrote that the graphics were humble but kept players hooked. The gameplay received mostly positive responses, especially for its metafictional elements. Walker felt that his experience with OneShot's fourth wall-breaking gameplay was unique, and Delahunty Light described it as immersive. Tagaya praised these interactions, but opined that some players might dislike its interference with their computer. Nefria said that this aspect is one of the game's advantages, but criticized that walking around the game's individual environments felt tedious and unintuitive. The soundtrack divided critics. Rutledge stated that the game's soundtrack matched its mood, with each area having an appropriate theme. Tagaya said that although it was restricted, the sound design paired well with it. In more negative notes, Ruette described it as monotonous, and Nefria said that it was generic and not brilliant. Delahunty Light described it as haunting and nightmarish. Regarding the Nintendo Switch World Machine Edition, which has a simulated operating system, Lowell Bell of Nintendo Life criticized the cursor controls and the in-game window's size, adding that the pixelated details in windowed mode were hard to see, especially with a Switch outside its dock. Sean Musgrave of Touch Arcade stated that the game loses a few aspects in the transition, but praised that a player could still be engaged in the gameplay even after these changes. In 2017, OneStock was nominated for the PC Game of the Year category at the Golden Joystick Awards and received a nomination at IndieCade. We now come to an end of the spoken article, OneShot. There are references available in the written form of this article. Please be sure to verify information found on Wikipedia using the references provided or by cross-referencing the information yourself. This recording was voiced and produced by Wikipedia user Xylactic on the 7th of June, 2024. The content in the article is current as of the 7th of June, 2024. This sound file and all text in the article are licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 4.0 International License, available at creativecommons.org/licenses/by-sa/4.0.